Today, we're talking about the gap between high-tech dreams and Sunday morning reality when it comes to streaming video settings. There is a sweet spot. Find out what that is, because it all happens next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Not jealous, are you? Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
I'm Michael Gray.
All right, so we're all three of us here. We haven't had Mike on for a while. Mike, how are you doing these days?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, okay, you look good. Looking good.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so this is episode number 511. And we're going to talk about, by the way, this podcast, almost all the time, is brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv, and we're actually going to talk specifically about streaming today. Sometimes we talk about other topics, but today it's about streaming and something that I think, right on cue, there's the dog, all right, right on cue. So we either have babies in the background screaming, or we have dogs, or we have my water fountain going. So
there you go.
Personally, I prefer the, well, the dogs are okay. All right. So let's see. Where are we going here? All right. Pop quiz. Most churches assume live stream problems come from A, bad cameras, B, bad lighting, C, bad audio.
I would go with C. Bad audio. So, well, yeah, I thought you were going to ask a different question.
Yeah, this is actually a trick.
All of the above.
It's a trick question. Mike's right. It's a trick question. One of the biggest problems, and that's true. I think it's true. I think camera issues can be a problem. Lighting can be a problem. Audio. We get a lot more people talking about asking us questions about audio.
Yeah, it's a tolerance level thing, right? I can put up with bad camera and bad video, but I cannot put up with bad audio. Yeah.
However,
I can't hear what's going on.
The trick question here is, one of the biggest problems that we see are the encoder settings. And we have a blog that Michael Gray just published. You can look at it if you want to keep score at home by going to blog.streamingchurch.tv. Did I get that right? We have like all sorts of URLs. So you can look at the blog here, but we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Video bitrate, right? That's what we're going to talk about today.
We're going to talk about streaming problems. And I think a lot of the go-to question, if I have streaming problems, I think with most churches is my streaming provider is not working well. They must have issues because it's buffering.
And then they call me.
Yeah, and then they'll call Mike, and Mike will start asking a few questions.
This is Sunday mornings that we're referring
Sunday mornings,
to here.
But I think that the inclination is, well, it can't be anything on my end. You know, I've got a great camera and I've got great internet, and it's got to be their problem. And, well, actually, most people now have kind of come around that have been with us for a while. They'll send out kind of sheepishly, are you guys having some issues? And we'll go.
Something broken.
Yeah, there's something broken. We go, we don't see anything.
Always, you're the only one calling, so guess what?
Not as far as you know, we don't have any problems. But look, specifically, we're going to talk about video bit rates today. All right. And that's really what we're going to talk about. Right. Well, I mean, that's what it is. That's amazing, right?
And frame rate.
We can't even agree on this. This is ridiculous.
No, we can't.
All right. So, we ought to record our staff meetings. Let's get into a little bit here. And by the way, let me just say this again, because we actually had a customer tell us that they didn't know this, but Steve a couple months ago or longer had made some kind of a reference about how he doesn't like doing Sunday morning support, Steve himself, because he goes into anxiety attacks anytime somebody pops in and says, "Oh, you guys having a problem?" So that's one of the reasons Mike does it most of the time. Occasionally I do it. So, but I want to reiterate here that we actually do Sunday morning support, live. Yep. Sunday morning support.
Yes.
So mark that on your day timer, folks. If you have a problem, you can reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv and chat with us or call us or whatever. All right. So since I don't seem to know where this podcast is going, somebody else tell me the direction we're going here.
Well, let's talk about how churches optimize for their equipment. And that's the most common thing. As a matter of fact, I made that mistake myself this morning.
Oh, well, tell us more.
Do tell.
Well, I had refreshed OBS, and it reset my settings, and I turned the stream on to check a new tool that we're going to allude to later. We won't allude to it. We're going to tell you about it. Steve's going to tell you about it a little bit later. There's a new tool that I wanted to check out, so I turned the stream on, and the tool popped up, and it gave me an alarming high bitrate number, and I'm like, what? I've never had a bitrate set that high. And then I went into my settings, and sure enough, OBS had reset all of the streaming settings and was pushing me out at 6 megabytes per second. And I'm like, well, there you go. I didn't go in and verify visually that my settings were where I'd hoped they would be. And I was sending out too big a signal.
So 6 megabytes is too high, in your opinion?
Well, yes. That's part of what we'll talk about is, yeah, I can send that. I can send 12. I bet I could get 20 out of my house. But the problem is on people trying to watch it. I mean, that's the issue. We'll get to that in a minute.
All right, we'll get to that. All right.
So if some is good, more is better, right?
It seems as though that's the case.
Yeah. So yeah, that's. I mean, I think a lot of people will. There's some. What do you call them? Myths out there, I guess we'll say, that people believe and they get into is, you know, the number one is, well, if I want to have a high quality stream, I've got to have a really high bit rate. So that's. It's obvious that, you know, if 2 megabits per second is good, 4 megabits is better, 6 is even better, 20 is probably the best, right?
So I tell everybody that. Yeah, just crank it up.
You're going to make my phone ring off the hook on Sunday.
Well, I think that's the thought process that a lot of people go through, and it they is. Don't realize that there's a sweet spot. I grew up playing tennis and playing golf, and you hit the ball on the sweet spot, you're going to play a lot better.
That's true in baseball too, by the way, when you're swinging at the bat.
There's a sweet spot. Oh, I guess sweet spot on the bat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to, I mean, there's a sweet spot with streaming. So yep. We're going to talk about that sweet spot because, you know, if it's kind of, I'd use that same analogy, if I can, I need a bigger bat to hit a home run. And if I get a bigger bat than that, then, you know, I just want to start swinging a log out there as far as possible. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. That thought process doesn't work, and it doesn't work with streaming.
And just like in baseball, there are 1,000 forums that will tell you what the sweet spot should be, just like anything to do with the internet. There are 1,000,000 forums. Somebody on Facebook will tell you the right thing to do, or YouTube comments will also tell you the right thing to do.
And there's,
I listen to Barry Bonds and he knows what he's doing.
He said, take steroids.
Yeah. Oh, and did he really?
There's another aspect of this as well. In that, you know, a lot of times we talk about what camera should I buy? And I say, well, what car should we buy? And there's a sweet spot that's going to vary for, I watched the Formula One race over the weekend. There's a sweet spot for those guys streaming the race that is very different than the churches. So we're going to talk about that. And that's where, you know, if you go to the forums, they'll say, well, you need to here's the sweet spot. And they're maybe describing a sweet spot that is perfect for Formula One on an 80-inch TV and, you know, all these different options. But we're going to talk about what's the sweet spot for churches and why is a sweet spot there.
All right, we're 10 minutes into this thing, so somebody get into it.
Well, we already covered, I think, the what churches are optimizing for equipment, not what the end user can receive. So what we really need to get at is what are viewers watching from? What kind of device? What kind of speed are they watching from most? That's who we want to optimize for, correct?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
But how do you know that? How in the world would you know such a thing?
Well, funny you should mention that, Phil.
We will tell you. I actually... Yeah.
Probably we're stepping on each other all the time, so that's now there's a bunch of dead air here. All right.
At least so it's anyway, not complete dead air, right?
Yeah. So how to determine who your audience is. If you're with StreamingChurch.tv, and I assume some of our competitors may have the same kind of thing, but we have a bunch of stats and reports, and you can go through and we track where people are watching from, how long they stayed, whether it was their first time, and what kind of device are they watching on? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Mike, you had pulled up. Yeah, you know, one of the things that you'll do is you get somebody and they'll say, well, I'm buffering. And we'll go, well, let's go see, you know, or I'm getting complaints of buffering. And we'll go, let's go look at your audience. And you're finding, you know, half of the people or more are on cell phones. So they're probably on a cell phone connection, which is going to be a much slower connection. Yep. And they go, well, I'm sending this thing out at, you know, 12 megabits per second because I want to make it look good. And what you're doing is trying to force a ton of data through a pipe where the guy on his cell phone doesn't need the super high resolution and the super high bit rate. So what it's going to do, his network can't keep up. And do you want just the highest quality stream, or do you want people to be able to watch the stream without having it stop and them throw their phones down or start, you know, going into the chat going, how come this thing is buffering?
So, yeah, anyway. Because you guys know from personal experience, and I bet you've done this yourself. You're trying to watch a video on YouTube or wherever else, and it keeps buffering, and you just walk away. You're like, I'm done with that. I got better things to do than watch this video buffer. I'm out of here. And that's exactly what churchgoers do. They're like, I give up. I can't watch this.
Yeah. So let's talk about the first thing of church service versus Formula One. And then we'll jump into some of these other high action things. One of the settings that we wanted to talk about today was your frame rate. And that is the number of frames per second that you're sending to the device. And if you're streaming a basketball game or a Formula One race or just pretty much any sporting event, you're going to want to run 60 frames per second. Or better, right? Typically 60 is the max for everything. And that's what that's going to do is as the car goes whizzing by, you won't see any blurring. As the camera sweeps, you know, to try to follow the car, you're not going to see any blurring. As the guy's running in for the layup, it's going to be really crisp and really good. But if you're at a church service, there's not too many people whizzing by, not too many people running for layups. It's typically a speaker in front of a podium in a fixed environment. And if there's any camera movement, it's usually very subtle. One of the things at our church is we have some PTZs and then we have a live camera. And one of the mistakes we make, we try to avoid, is switching to the camera as it's panning from one person to another. Because it's just annoying motion you just don't want to see. You may have seen
sweeping.
Yeah, some sweeping. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I mean, you may see that on TV occasionally too, where they're like, oh, oops. You know, the guy, and so, you know, shouldn't have sent that one live. So it's typically a still shot. right? And it's a head talking. So there's not a lot of different video going in. So we recommend, if you're a church, stream at 30 frames per second. So, and if you're sending a stream at 60 frames per second, you got to send twice as much data. So you need twice as much bandwidth to send 60 frames per second. And it's all that's going to do is cause problems. It's going to cause problems for trying to view the stream because, like, oh, now I, you know, instead of 2 meg, I'm having to send 4 meg or something like that in order to get my resolution right. And so we recommend 30 frames per second.
Yep. And we've watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of sermons at 30 frames per second, and they're crisp and they look good. And you have one rare pastor who sprints around, and you might see some blurring. If that's your pastor, just nail his foot to the ground, slow him down a little bit. But it's high quality visually, and you're not creating that gap that keeps people from being able to watch it because your frame rate is too high and you're trying to send too much signal through the internet.
Yeah. And here's a nerdy tidbit for you. As your encoder is sending a stream, a lot of people think, well, I'm doing 1920 by 1080 and I'm streaming. I'm going to repaint. My encoder is going to repaint every pixel every, 30 times a second, 30 frames a second. And the encoders go and only re-encode the pixels that change in the stream. So if you've got a pastor that's speaking and 75% of the shot is the background, it doesn't have to re-encode that background unless you move the camera. And it only re-encodes the pastor. And if he's not moving much, most of him staying still, it's not having to re-encode that. So by operating a church, we have a unique advantage in that we don't have to tax our equipment and our bandwidth a lot so that we can get away with sending things at a lower bit rate. And that's what makes it unique for churches. So a lot of people will go on the internet and, oh yeah, I got to stream it. 6 megabits per second. That's what they tell me.
A couple of things to bring up too, and that is you're talking about sending all this data if you're doing 60 frames per second or really high video bit rate or whatever. It's also a load on your processor, on your encoder, your CPU. I met with a gal, I guess it was last week, and they're having issues where frames are dropping and video's freezing. And doing a little testing with her, and I said, "What's the CPU look like on your processor? Actually, she was using vMix, I think. And you can look down in vMix, and you can see total CPU on vMix, and it was like 99% and 100%. If your processor,
That's about the tank.
I mean, if your processor, I always tell people, if your processor is going over 70%, you're in the danger zone there. Be careful.
Yep. You're on the highway to the danger zone.
Yeah. And then, of course, she was watching her Facebook stream because they were also streaming to us and at the same time going to Facebook and YouTube. So she's also pulled up tabs on the same computer. Facebook stream, the same internet, the same computer. So the poor little computer is going, I can't do it anymore. And let me ask you a question, Mr. Steve Lacey, Jackson Lacey, as you're known as from your parents. Look, I can stream to 6,000. I can stream to 6 megabytes per second to YouTube, and there's no problem going to YouTube. Why is there a problem going to you guys at 6 or 7 megabytes per second?
So YouTube is going to be doing some transcoding for you that's going to help out as well. And so that's one of the things. What were you trying to get at here?
Well, they're dumbing it down. That's basically what I knew the answer to that. Yeah. At least I thought I knew the
same
answer
with
to
it. Facebook. They're going to re-encode to 720. No matter what you're uploading.
Yes.
They're going to re-encode to 720.
720p.
So that the end, they're literally doing it so users can access, more users can see the video without buffering. they're forcing you to do what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
And that's the answer. That's a very common question that I get, you know, and we could do transcoding for you for your church if you want us to, but it's actually more money.
Yeah. And we really don't need to. I mean, back on your CPU thing, if you've got your frame rates at 60 frames per second, drop to 30, you've increased or decreased the load by 50% on that thing. So,
yeah. We're not a billion-dollar company. I mean, let's face it. We're not $1 billion. We're several hundred million, but not a billion. And so
yeah, right.
I'm being facetious. Right. But you know, I mean, so those guys, Facebook and YouTube, you know, they – I mean, we could do transcoding, but it's just – we'd have to pass on the cost to the customer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done with that part. I wanted to bring that up. Go ahead.
All right.
Moving along.
Where this originates from, several of you out there are this pastor, and some of you have gotten your streaming rules from the pastor because his grandma is sitting at home watching on an 80-inch TV. So you've optimized everybody's stream and the whole church so that it'll look pristine and beautiful and unpixelated on an 80-inch TV. So now what?
Yeah, and speaking of the, I have an 80-inch TV at our house too, and I watch our services from our church mm-hmm. every week. Yep. And I can, you know, I can drop in on a bunch of different churches and that sort of thing. And we're not streaming at some crazy big numbers. It's amazing how good, I think predominantly because we're dealing with a church, how good it looks, even at a lower bit rate and a lower frame rate on an 80-inch TV.
Yeah.
So it's primarily, a lot of it's because it doesn't have to re-encode the whole thing every, you know, split second. But it looks really good. And I trust that it would be quite the challenge for anyone to go and look at the different streams that are ending up and tell me what their bit rate is and their resolution on any device. You're not going to be able to, especially if you're on a phone. I mean, you're looking at a 2-inch screen on your phone. There's no way that you're going to be able to tell any quality difference in the image between a high bit rate and a high frame rate and a lower bit rate and a lower frame rate.
Data says that up to 30% of your audience will have buffering if you set a high bit rate for just TV. So if you're at 6 to 12, which a lot of churches were this weekend, as I was monitoring, I was like, okay, well, a good chunk of their audience, 20 to 30% of them, cannot watch the stream because they're having buffering because their bit rate is way too high.
Yeah, there's going to be a lucky few that are going to be able to get through, but you want to serve everybody, right? So with the highest quality, best product that you can for everyone.
Yeah, guests, people that are just tuning in to check it out, often on a phone, checking your services out, see if you're the kind of church they want to attend. And if you got a super high bit rate and it buffers, they're like, nah, these guys can't even stream right. I'm not going there.
Yeah. The other thing we haven't talked about that's also that we've kind of harped on in the past is you want to have some margin between what your internet is capable of at your facility and what you're sending out. So the first thing, you know, when they call Mike and the doctor's in, I've got some buffering. Okay, we're going to run some tests. You know, what are you streaming at? Now we're going to run a speed test at your facility to see what I'm capable of sending. And if I'm, you know, our opinions differ here, but if I'm anywhere between 33 and 50% of what my worst score was, I'm running out of margin. So, you know, if I do a speed test and I can upload at 10 megabits per second and I'm sending out 5, there's going to be points where it needs to jump up above that and points when your internet is not going to give you a 5 all the time. That's another kind of common thing that we talk about. They go, well, I don't need to run my speed test. I pay for, 20 meg up. I'm like, well, humor me, right? Let's run a speed test.
I've had churches with fiber optic. So crazy fast upload speed. 500, 500 plus that they have in speeds. But people are complaining that they're buffering because they're sending out. Yes, you can get the signal out of the building, but people can't watch it on their device. You're sending too big a signal.
Yeah, or we'll have, like I said, you know, we're talking about people are paying for 20 meg through the cable company. Let's run a speed test. They're like, wow, I'm only getting 4 meg. I was like, I'm paying for 20. What's going on? They're like, you're getting 4. You don't quite always get what you think you pay for. Yes. People say, well, I'm buying this package. I'm always going to get that amount. And like
that's the max amount you will get. That is not where it runs at consistently.
Yeah, and of course, as we've mentioned, it's been a while since we've mentioned this, and that is when people walk in your building and they connect to your internet with their mobile devices and other things that you might be going on. I know, Mike, you had somebody that was uploading large files during a live stream, somebody from the actual church's staff uploading large files.
Yeah.
That created problems with the church's internet.
Yep. They were crashing the stream because they were uploading an edited video during the service time.
Yeah. So there's also different things that affect your internet. People walking in the building, people watching a football game, people uploading files, Steve trying to talk while I'm talking, those kind of things.
So
I'm going to harp on this forever. You know that, right? I'm going to harp on this forever. Stepping on each other drives me nuts.
Well, let's move ahead and let's talk about what some real life numbers should be. We already talked about the fact that the frame rate needs to be 30.
Yeah,
that's universal. Anybody that streamed much will tell you that.
Yeah. So we had a revelation over the past few weeks. We thought, wow, these guys are people are having this problem. We have gained the ability to sniff the streams now. And so we're out there. We're piloting something this past week that kind of showed what everybody's streaming at. And then we've added a new feature to your admin control panel that is under where you can view your stream. If you go to streaming page, there's a thing for view your stream where you could just watch your stream. Now below that stream, it will show you a bunch of your video parameters and a bunch of your audio parameters. And it will make it will alert you if you're getting into the danger zone, and it will alert you if you're in the danger zone already. So currently we're kind of targeting that you're streaming. Our yellow area is 3 to 5 megabits per second. So our sweet spot would be down at 3 megabytes or between 2 and 3 megabytes, or maybe 1.5 and 3 would be a safe place to be.
I'm sharing that on the screen now, Steve, so you can see what that new tool looks like. You see the live stream there happening. Yeah. That's the church outside in my Jeep. But everything down below there is where the actual live stream numbers are.
Yeah, so it's going to show what codec you're using, what profile of that codec, high, baseline, whatever. The resolution of your stream, where's what, 1280 by 720, which would be another place we'd probably recommend people sticking around at, the frame rate.
Good safe number.
Yeah, and the frame rate of 30 frames per second, and your bit rate. I have to put my glasses on. What is it? 1.7?
1.76 at this point.
Yeah, 1.76.
Obviously varies. I think I set that at 1.5 video bit rate, but then it adds to it the audio bit rate for your total.
Yes. Number. Right. Yeah. So that's another thing to take into account.
And people can get to this.
I'll navigate. If you go to streaming page on your admin menu and then just go down to view your stream, and that'll pop up and land on the live stream, which I've turned that encoder off now. And of course, since I did that, I lost.
Again, of course, this is for people that are actually watching the video part of this. A lot of people are listening to the audio part. Mm-hmm. But you've got information. So we're talking about streamingchurch.tv customers here. So if you want to be a part of our team here as far as churches that stream with us, you know, you can always make a free trial at streamingchurch.tv. Or if you already are a customer, you should be getting a newsletter pretty soon, probably next week sometime, talking a little bit more about this. And again, I'll readdress the blog address. Go to blog.streamingchurch.tv, and that can also give you more information on what we're trying to explain here.
Exactly.
All right.
So, and we're going to be eventually sending out some alerts to some of those that are exceeding the thresholds with some recommendations. So,
yep.
So we'll be able to, so in case you don't go to your admin panel or you can't find it there, we'll be sending you an email to your admins on your account saying, hey, you want to avoid problems in the future? Here's the sweet spot. And we'll have a link to the blog article that talks about that sweet spot.
If you're a streamingchurch.tv customer and you're not getting our emails, let us know, because you're either getting them in spam or you're not getting them anymore because something changed. There's an email address that's no longer valid, or a different admin or something like that. And I talk to a lot of our customers like, oh, you guys send emails out? Yeah, we do every week with lots of good information, not
really
just a bunch of junk.
Yeah, there's some good stuff there.
Yeah, so I encourage people that are our customers. And again, you know, if you're listening to this and you're not one of our customers, our whole goal doing this, we goof around a lot. We don't take ourselves that seriously, but we take what we do very seriously, and we take the churches we serve very seriously. So you can always make a free trial at streamingchurch.tv. And there's different plans that we have. You can always change your plan. It's month to month if you want it to be. Cancel anytime. No obligation for a free trial. You don't even have to enter Steve's credit card number. Although if you want to, I'll give it to you. But
yes.
Probably don't want to do that, but at least not on here. All right. All right. So anything else we need to wrap up here, guys, before we zip up this Church Solutions podcast?
No, that's a good one.
All right. Good. Well, this has been good information. Good stuff. I learned something today. So if you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, please do so. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think about things. And you'll never miss a podcast if you subscribe. He's Michael Gray. Steve Lacey's with us. I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we will catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.